Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us, whatever Super Talk station you may happen to be listening to us on, or whether it's online. Welcome to another edition of our program. Bob Kelly and Luke, we're in the Southern Bancorp studios in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and we're happy to be sharing the next hour with you. Jay Ladner has signed 5 new transfers. One name, obviously, we already know, is returning to Southern Miss. We're going to talk about the new faces on the Southern Miss basketball team in the second and third segment of the show. Coach Ladner on the coast and scheduled to join us at 1:20. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, proud supporters of this program and Southern Miss Athletics, and a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. We love Justin Harris and all the guys at Dickey's, and we thank them for all they do. Great guest here to kick off the show. Big announcement that we're very excited to make. We want to welcome Pedal head football coach Marcus Boyles to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. He needs absolutely no introduction to folks that follow high school football, and Kelly's going to get into that with Coach as well as Luke here in a minute. But before we get into high school football, we want to make this announcement that we're very, very happy about. Coach Boyles coming back to Pedal High School, clearly one of the premier high school athletic departments in the entire state of Mississippi. We're equally as happy to announce that the contract has been signed, the negotiations have been conducted, and Coach Boyle, Super Talk will be welcoming Pedal High School into the Super Talk Friday night family this fall. We'll be broadcasting all of your games live right here on the Super Talk station in Hattiesburg, and of course you'll be part of the Friday night platform at supertalk.fm, where people anywhere in America can hear your football team on Friday nights. And just want to tell you, Coach, how excited we are about our new partnership with you and Pedal High School.
Well, we're equally excited. We think this is a step in the right direction for our program to get us really great coverage. Like you said, you don't have to be in the listening area. You can get the app and listen anywhere in the United States. And so we're really excited about that. I think it's a great opportunity for our football program.
We're really excited as well. Coach Mark Easley will be doing the play-by-play. No stranger to us. He and Luke worked together on Jones College football. So we just want to thank you for your willingness to do this and tell you that we really are looking forward to partnering with you in the years to come. And making Pedal, a spotlight program, as it already is, but a spotlight program on Super Talk throughout Mississippi. All right, we want to get to high school football. And Kelly, I want you to set the table for why I said nobody that follows high school football needs an introduction to Marcus Boyles.
No, I mean, Taylorsville, Wayne County, Pedal, he's won everywhere that he's ever gone. Then left Pedal and now has returned, has coached some of the greatest football players to ever play, including Anthony Alford, who was a dual sport threat at Pedal and then wound up playing Major League Baseball. To Carlos Nicholson was a quarterback that played for him a couple of years ago, now at the University of Southern California. And we'll talk about how De Carlos has changed positions, but he's won everywhere he's gone, and Pedal came to an agreement with Coach Boyles. He's back. Coach, good to have you back, and tell us about this squad. What made you decide? Because obviously, Coach, you've got your years in. You could go to the house. What made you decide, hey, I'm coming back?
Obviously, when I retired, I went to work for an athletic company, BSN, and did that for a couple of years. And then this past year, Meridian called me and just gave me an opportunity to get back into coaching, and it's one I wanted. So I got back in at Meridian, not foreseeing, you know, ever leaving there. And Pedal called, and it's just a situation I couldn't turn down, just with the administrators I know here, so many of the coaches I know here. And my two daughters still live here. My grandson's here. So it was just a great opportunity to get back to Pedal, just a place that I spent 9 years and really loved. And so it was just a chance to get back to this situation.
Now, I know you've also, everywhere you've gone to, you've kind of had, quote-unquote, your guys, you know, with you as assistant coaches. Have you been able to tell us about putting together a staff? Were you able to get some of these guys back, or how's that gone?
Yeah, it's pretty unique. There was probably four guys that were still here from the time I spent before, and so they all stayed. And then I, you know, some other guys leaving, a couple of guys went and took defense coordinator's jobs somewhere else, just, you know, reasons like that. And so I was able to hire four new guys, and really excited about the guys I've been able to bring in. I think it brings in some good energy and a wealth of knowledge on both sides of the ball.
You know, before I go any further, you know, I was a long time ago the voice of the Pedal Panthers, back when Lee Everett was the quarterback and Sammy Burch and Tootie Myers and Patrick McCrory. They had some, you know, great players back
when we had dial phones.
Yes.
Okay, that's what makes sense.
Which kids today will have to Google a dial phone.
You know? Yeah. You're telling your age.
But I want to talk about, before Luke gets in here, DeCarlos Nicholson was the last really, I mean, just headline player that you had. But he was QB1 for you, and then went to Mississippi Gulf Coast, and then to Mississippi State. But now he's gone to USC, and they've converted him. He's not a QB anymore. Coach, take us through that.
Yeah, when he left high school, he had started for us for 2 years at quarterback, went to Gulf Coast. The first year he competed for the starting job, started some and rotated in some and as a quarterback. And then in the spring, I think he realized the last couple of games he didn't get to play a whole lot at quarterback. So in the spring, really admired this about him. Instead of leaving, being mad and all that, he just switched over to cornerback. And, man, his stock just took off because he's a, you know, 6'3", 6'4", kid long. He went to some camps and ran, you know, sub-4.4s, so he can really run. And so it just – he never would be at this level as a quarterback. So I admire that about him, you know, being willing to switch positions and then succeed at it. And just the good Lord's blessed him. Like you said, he signed. He played 1 year at Gulf Coast as a corner, signed with Mississippi State, played a couple of years up there. And then this past January, transferred to USC.
Look for DeCarlos Nicholson, Luke, in the NFL draft soon.
Yeah, so Coach Bowles, Luke Johnson here. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
In the last 30 years of coaching, 29 years of those were head coach, and I do want to talk about the Southern Miss connection. And I don't realize, I don't think that Bob and Kelly realize this either. In 2000, which was my senior football season, you went from being a head coach to being an assistant coach for 1 year under the Bobby Hall. And you want to talk about a stacked coaching staff and a stacked roster. And it's hard for me to say that Wayne County, just to brag on Wayne County, you know me as a Mustang. But that was a special year in 2000 at Wayne County.
Oh, yes, it was. I mean, you're talking about Bobby Hall, who I played for and was fortunate enough to coach with two different times. You got Toby Collins now, the head coach at Madison Central. I mean, you got Sleepy Robinson, who was a great quarterback in Mississippi State, was on that staff. You just look at that staff that we had, and there were some really, really good guys that come out of there that went on to be really successful head coaches. And again, you got to admire Wayne County because they – hired Bobby Hall and said, hey, go hire the coaches you need to hire to make Wayne County successful, and he was able to do that.
Bob and Kelly, that game, Luke Johnson tried to run the triple option against Marcus Bowles and the Wayne County War Eagles. We didn't score that game. Coach, there was a in that game, we were running old student body right. Willie Evans was on the weak side end. He was making the tackle. My offensive lineman came back to me and said, tell Coach we can't run that play anymore. We just can't do it. But what made you, you know, I mean, because you were very successful at Taylorsville. You were at Pearl. And then you went back to assistant coach. And then, of course, that propelled, you know, you only lost, 25 games at Wayne County over those next several years.
Yeah, just I'll be honest. My 2 years at Pearl – I just didn't fit in. I had always coached at a place where I felt like the community was that football was the school was the main point of the community. Being at Louisville back in the early 90s, I coached Bobby Hall at Louisville, and then went to Taylorsville as a head coach. And just that the community rallied around the school and around the athletics, and I just didn't get that feeling at Pearl that that's what was happening, and so I just didn't fit in. And so after 2 years, you know, Bobby Hall got the head job at Wayne County, gave me a call, and man, the rest is history.
Bob?
Well, Coach, I just want to tell you again that we're really grateful for you coming on the show today. Very
yes,
excited about working with you all fall, and we'll be obviously bugging you a lot when we get closer to football season. Why don't you come on the show on a regular basis and keep our listeners updated about your fine program. And, hey, a new partnership is now official. Super Talk's very excited about it, sir, and we're really glad that you're going to be such a big part of that.
Well, we're certainly glad at Pedal. I can promise you, from our administrators all the way to the athletic department, we're really excited about being part of the Super Talk team.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks so much for coming on the Eagle Hour today.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great evening.
See all you, right. Coach.
Marcus Boyle. Put in perspective.
Y'all didn't think I could run the triple option.
Were you the quarterback?
I was the quarterback for the West Jones Mustangs.
And y'all didn't score that night.
We almost did. Well, they were good.
If Luke was a quarterback.
Did you hear that? I didn't even realize that Toby Collins was on that staff.
That's just another one. Right?
Bobby Hall, we almost Marcus did. Bowles, Sleepy Robinson, Toby Collins, they were stacked.
But if Luke was a quarterback, maybe there was a reason they weren't scoring a whole lot.
Hey, I went 4 for 6 through the air that night.
Oh, my goodness.
For 12 yards.
You were airing it out, weren't you, brother?
Talk to Mike Taylor.
All right, we're going to talk basketball next. Jay Ladner is going to join us. Stay with us. 5 new Golden Eagles.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Marcus Boyles for joining us in the first segment of the show. Great high school football coach, and we're thrilled to be a partner with Coach Boyles and the Pedal Panthers.
I don't know what it is about Marcus, man, but they
he's a winner.
They win every he wins everywhere he goes.
Right. Campus Book Mart sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. It's a great place to buy all your Southern Miss apparel. In fact, it's the only place. If you don't live around here, you can shop them online at campusbookmark.net. And Mobay Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Everybody on this show likes beignets from Mobay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg, the site of the Luke Johnson stomp down of Kelly Santer and the beignet eating contest. Jay Ladner knows a lot about Kelly Santer. Coach, are you surprised that Luke just stomped him in the beignet eating contest?
Not at all. Luke's got deep south roots. Kelly being out from Iowa, you know, no, they that he didn't he thought it was big nets. He didn't even know you pronounce it beignet.
Now, if it was corn on the cob, we got a different
That's
story.
Right. Now,
you
know,
lost that too,
Kelly. No question. Go with you on that one.
All right, Coach, we wanted to get you on the show today. We really appreciate you taking some time. We've got 5 new, four new faces through the transfer portal on the basketball team. And I want to start, though, with a familiar name, Denaje Harris. Went to Arkansas, came back. You said that's really unusual. Talk about the circumstance that allowed him to come back and your willingness to bring him back.
Well, I first of all, don't try to take myself too seriously. As I've gotten a little bit older, and what I mean by that is sometimes we have to remember that we're dealing with young people, and I think the initial reaction, and listen, I've had some people ask me, like, yeah, why are we taking him back? You know, he left. Well, you know, you have to, there's a lot of other things, and there's a right way to go about things, and there's a wrong way, there's a right way to leave. And Denaje Harris, first of all, was a when he was here, let me just tell y'all how far he goes back. He was here with Coach Sadler's last year. So, you know, people, when I tell them that, they go, oh, my gosh, yeah. But he was actually here. He didn't play. He had a severe knee injury, which actually carried over to the following year as well, where he had to take a medical red shirt. And then a COVID year. He's actually going to be in his seventh year. I love older players, guys that have kind of been there and done it and know what Division I basketball is all about, and he's certainly one of those. And he had a great last year for us two seasons ago, averaged almost 10 points a game. He rebounds it, guards every position. One of the big knocks on Denaje, and I'll get back to his circumstance, but one of the big knocks on Denaje was he doesn't shoot the ball well from the perimeter, and that was the case. That was one of his challenges. But he looked great when he was down here, and I saw him getting some shots up, and his shot looks fluid, and he looks his body type. He just looks like a big time Division I player, and of course the familiarity. But the circumstance being, and I know some coaches have a different philosophy about it, and I certainly would. It dependent on the circumstance of him leaving, but he had been here 5 years. He had just graduated. There were a number of schools, even though he was not in the transfer portal, dangling a lot of money in front of him. Arkansas was one of them. We were not in any way close to be able to match what he was offered to go to Arkansas, which he received to go to Arkansas. And again, he was a class act. He came in, coach. I love Southern Miss. I love playing in this program. Loved you. Love our coaches, our teammates. We're proud of what we accomplished. But I just kind of want to see what it's like, you know, on the other side, somewhere else. And I mean, he was honest and stayed in touch. And even while they were playing this year, we would win a game, get a text from Denaje, coach, great job, and so forth. And, of course, I was keeping up and hoping that he did well, never really anticipating that he would return. But, of course, after the season was over, it didn't he found out that sometimes the grass isn't always greener. It may have been greener in terms of the money he received through NIL payment, but it wasn't as what he wasn't able to carry the momentum forward that he had as a player here in terms of playing time. He had improved each and every year statistically. And he asked if we would consider him coming back. And let me also tell you this, he had a lot of schools in the U.S. that were wanting him and recruiting him hard. And so he was very focused on what he wanted. He accepted probably a much lower offer what we're capable of than a lot of the schools that were recruiting him offered. So anyway, I'm tickled to death to get him back because he can help us win and he wants to be at Southern Miss, and that was enough for me. And I didn't want to, like I said, I learned a long time ago to not get too caught up in myself and let my emotions or being upset that he decided to go somewhere else because he handled it the right way. Now, had he not been the type of young man that he is, and great team player, and while he was here, had he not left the right way, that would have been a whole different circumstance. But you couldn't have handled it any more honestly and with class than he did. And I welcome him back because I think he's going to be a big part of – I know he's going to be a big part of our team next year.
All right, Luke, get in here about these other four kids.
Coach, let's talk about Christian Watson out of University of Miami, still that South Florida connection. And I know, just talking to you at Fuzzy's last week, this guy, you guys are really excited about Christian Watson.
Well, Christian, of course, is at Miami. It's a little different just so people – I love making sure everybody understands the whole deal. He's actually from the Washington, D.C. area, but he played at the University of Miami. The best high school basketball league in the country is the Catholic League in Washington, D.C., and that has schools like DeMatha, Gonzaga Prep, and they're it's really, really – it's like a college basketball league, great coaching, tons of Division I players come out of that league, and that's where he played. He was a four-star recruit out of high school. And to tell y'all, I mean, we're getting a steal and a bargain there. 6'7", combo guard, can play the one, really shoots it, scores it, could very well be one of the most talented players that we've signed since I've been at Southern Miss, and a great young man, all about wanting to come and win. And I can't say enough really about all these guys. Luke, 2 weeks ago, we started a string. It wasn't necessarily by plan like that, but we had six consecutive interlocking official visits. And like a player would come in, he'd fly in, and literally as one was flying out, another one would fly in, another one, we'd complete that one, another fly in. It was exhausting, of course, because you spend all literally from breakfast all the way to late at night with them and trying to really make a good impression. And the staff and I felt like that if we could get three of these six guys, that it would be it'd be monumental for us. That's how good all of those guys was. One of them, of course, the first one was Denaje Harrison. He got on board with us. The second one, of course, was Christian Watson. And we, of course, ended up signing the first five, and we're still in the hunt for number six. He left last Sunday. He's not making his decision until this Sunday. But the five guys you just mentioned all came last week, and of course into last week and the week before, all back to back to back on official visits. So it was a great week for us, very productive. But Christian Watson is fans will very very soon be enamored with him. He's a talent and a great kid.
About a minute left, Coach, in this segment, and then thankfully you'll stay with us. We can talk more about the other guys. That's a 6'7" guy. You said he could play the one. I mean, eye opening.
He's a pro. This is going to be a young man that's going to have a great pro career. He's got NBA body, skill set already, and so this is a young man that'll have a great career past Southern Miss. The exciting thing, and of course, we'll have a great challenge to probably try to keep him because this is a young man that's still got 3 years left to play. So hopefully he'll get here like Austin Crowley did and love our culture. Of course, y'all hear me say this all the time. The strength of Southern Miss is our people, and what I don't mean necessarily inside the program, but outside the program, guys like yourself, our fans, that make these young men feel loved and wanted and welcomed, and it means a lot. And Austin Crowley's a great example of that because he had a great first year here after transferring from Ole Miss, and his second year, he could have gone about anywhere in the country, and he chose to stay here because he felt like it was something special.
All right, we got head basketball coach Jay Ladner on the Eagle Hour. We've just got three more new kids to talk about on the other side of the break. Exciting times again for Southern Miss basketball since Coach has shown back up, and we're glad he's coaching the team, and we're glad he's on the Eagle Hour. We'll continue with Coach right after this.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Having fun off air with Coach Jay Ladner. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Proud supporters of Southern Miss Athletics right there in the shadow of the rock. Great place to have lunch. Coming soon, Catfish Friday, every Friday, 4th Street Bar and Grill, just a really, really good place. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We were laughing about Casey Fisher, Kelly Center. We came, we saw it, and we towed a house down.
You know who was holding the microphone when he said that?
Who's that?
It was me.
Was it you?
Yeah, after that.
Really, that's probably what confused him.
And MK Turk's contract was up at the time.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Aubrey Lucas was in. And so I said, look, this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
So I said, Dr. Lucas, his contract is up. What are we going to do with Coach Turk? And he said he is welcome to stay here as long as he wants.
I remember the look on Dr. Lucas's face when Casey Fisher put out the famous saying. I do remember that.
It's like
his bow tie kind of curled up a little bit around his neck.
It's iconic now as we continue to talk with Jay Ladner about some of the...
I think we need to reemerge that slogan on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I like it.
We came, we thought, we towed a house down.
And Coach,
I think you may see one in a couple weeks.
But before we get to some of these other guys real quick, if NEFTA has got connections with Bad Bunny, you know, he's going to be in New Orleans, and me and NEFTA need to hit up the Bad Bunny concert.
Neff says they're like best buddies, and I know I've seen pictures. I didn't know who Bad Bunny was, to be honest with you. But my son Luke informed me he was like one of the most popular artists in the world, and that he and Neff, Neff and Bad Bunny were like best friends. And,
wow.
And then I've seen pictures of Neff with this guy Bad Bunny. So yeah.
And Kelly, you won't stick out at all at a Bad Bunny concert, I'm sure.
You don't think so? Well, maybe just a little. Maybe just a little. But as we continue talking about some of these guys, Coach, I think maybe the steal of this group, from what I'm hearing, is a kid by the name of John Wade, who's out of California. But this is a kid that really nobody's heard of, but really soon everybody's going to know about this kid.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a lot of credibility on what some of our internet experts know or don't know, to be honest with you. And that's just the way it is. But John Wade, so I get a Billy Reed, who's a former assistant coach for Coach Hugh Stacy, and he and I were good friends. And he got into law enforcement after his career at Southern Miss was up, and ended up, he played basketball at the University of San Francisco, played for Golden State in the NBA, had a great career in the NBA and overseas. Anyway, so Coach and I have remained friends over these years, and I got a call last year, and from Coach Billy Reed, and Coach Reed said, "Coach, I hear y'all are recruiting John Wade. His dad and I are best friends and have been for 40 years." And I said, "Coach, I'll be honest with you. I don't really know his name. I'm not really familiar with him." And, of course, Coach Reed went on to say all these things. "Coach, you can trust me on this one. He's this, this, and this." And literally 5 minutes after I hung up that phone and I started questioning our assistants, I got a call from Nick Williams. Of course, y'all know Nick does a great job for us and a great recruiter. Nick was in Las Vegas, and Nick said, "Coach, let me tell you about this kid." I said, "Well, what's his name?" "John Wade." And so it had just not hit me yet. And they were out there with Austin Crow. Our coaches were in Vegas at Impact Academy, which is a prestigious kind of a showcase warehouse type deal where players get invited and they work out for pro teams. Austin was there. Of course, Felipe Hase was there, DeAndre Pinkney, and they were working out. Well, of course, John Wade had been invited as well. And Nick said there were many times that John Wade was the best player there. And so anyway, that got me all excited. That was late in the summer. We actually didn't have a scholarship. We tried to work out where he could pay his own way for a year. Of course, that wasn't necessary. He was too good a player really to consider that. But he graduated this year, and he had had some academic issues, which kept him from actually going to Division I last year. And that was really kind of, it actually has now worked to our advantage. So anyway, Coach, We of course continue the recruitment this year, but super young man, like all of those guys that we signed, very high character. But I was great size, speed, athleticism. If anybody, even our average fan, could Google his name and watch him play, there'll be some highlights there on YouTube and so forth. But he's got a chance to be a big time player for us. Much like all of our guys that I think that we signed, but and a few that we have coming back. But I like the way you put it. A lot of people may not know him yet, but it won't take them long to be impressed with him.
two other guys, DeAnthony Gordon out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Tell us about him.
All right, DeAnthony, again, gosh, Nick Williams has done a great job of really spearheading a few of these guys, and that was one. DeAnthony is actually a Mobile. Nick's from Mobile. DeAnthony's from Mobile. He actually played at Northwest Mississippi Community College, has had three really good years at University of Arkansas, Little Rock, double figures, really a complete player, and kind of put him in the same league as a Christian Watson, got a chance to be all league, just knows how to play. He's got some of that Mobile toughness about him, skilled, great in the mid-range, really understands how to play the game, got a high basketball IQ, and that's another one I think that you'd kind of classify as a steal in our class, and very fortunate to get him because so many other people wanted him, offered him a lot more, but he's coming right up the road, you know, from Mobile to Hattiesburg, and Nick Williams deserves a lot of credit on that.
And then one more to talk about. Let's see. I want to make sure we've talked about John Wade out of Stanislaus State.
Cal State Stanislaus.
There you go.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christian Watson out of Miami. Denaje Harris coming back. We have not talked about
Alfred Worrell.
Alfred Worrell the third.
Thank you.
And he's a big guy. I mean he's only 6'3", but he's stocky. He's 200 and
yeah.
He comes from that Washington D.C. area as well.
He does. He looks like a Division I running back. Really well put together. Shoots it, Casey Fisher-esque. Just great range. And what I like about this group of five guys, the Southern Miss version of the Fab Five, what I like about those guys is all of them bring a little bit different something to the table. There's nobody in there that's a duplicate of another player. All of them are different, and he's of the group, he's the best just pure shooter out there. And when you have a point guard like a Neftali Alvarez, who is as good as anyone in the country of delivering the bat, getting penetration, drawing defenders, and then kicking it out there, if you can have some guys that can catch and shoot that thing at a high clip, you know, they've got a chance to do a lot of damage. And he's one of those guys. He's very quick. He's strong off the dribble. He's got a driving game much like Nefta does. And of course, Nefta's got that big, strong, compact build, but he's even a little bit thicker than Neff is, but he can really shoot the basketball. And he and Christian Watson were high school teammates. So that had a lot to do. They wanted to come play together. We were glad and thrilled to get both of them. He played at John Logan. He was a top 50 player in the country this year in junior college. And, again, brings a lot to the table. And of that group, he's the best pure shooter in that group.
All right, Coach, they sound great. When you bring in this many new players, and we've got about a minute left, this is just the era in which we all live.
Yep.
How much time does it take to get them together, gel them together, make a team out of them?
Great, great, great point, and that will be the big question if we can do our job as coaches. That's why I think you have to bring in high-character kids that are about winning and not necessarily about themselves, because if that doesn't supersede all their individual goals and aspirations, you're going to have a hard time getting them to gel. And in this day and time, the coaches that can do that and the teams that can do that, but I'll say this, 2 years ago, I knew day one when Felipe Hase and Alvarez and those guys walked on campus that we were going to be pretty good that year. I don't know this yet because they haven't all reported. They all report back at the end of this month or end of the first week of June. But we'll see then. But that you're absolutely right, Bob. That's the key is how they will gel together. And if we can get – I love our team. I love on paper, but – The most important thing is how well they'll play together. But I think we did a lot of vetting to make sure we got the right kind of guys that you generally a kid that's high character will assimilate and get himself into the team concept pretty quickly because they want to win. And I think we've done a good job, and I say we, our assistant coaches, have done a great job of putting that together.
Well, Coach, it's all good news, and the best news is we spent some time with you last Friday, and you looked healthy and told me you were feeling good. That's the best news, and we're looking forward to another great basketball season. Well, you know you're always welcome here, Coach.
And thank y'all again. Anytime that y'all need me, I'm always honored to be on y'all's show. Appreciate what y'all do for the university athletic program and of course, basketball. Thank y'all very much.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Coach Jay Ladner, everybody. Good news, Center.
Yeah, Bad Bunny's going to be in New Orleans.
I'm not really talking about that.
Oh,
but okay. But that's, I guess, good news, Coach. All right. We'll be right back. Last segment of the day.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Good times with Jay Ladner, head coach of Southern Miss basketball. If you missed the two segments we had with him going over the brand new Golden Eagles from the transfer portal, you can go back and listen on demand at supertalk.fm, or Supertalk Eagle Hour is in podcast form. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audible. Or you can ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. Luke, Bob, and Kelly from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg and Laurel. Fourth segment, as always, brought to you by DBAT and DBATHattiesburg.com. DBAT, great place to go for instruction, for the pro shop, and for batting cages and training. DBAT in Hattiesburg. Bunch of news and notes. Lady Eagles and Coach Natalie Poole set to take on James Madison this afternoon, 4 o'clock on ESPN Plus in the first round of the Sun Belt Softball Championship. James Madison, the 8th seed. Southern Miss, the 9th seed. They did play earlier this year in the River City Leadoff down in Jacksonville. Lady Eagles won that game 3-2. They did not play in Sun Belt Conference, but they will open today at 4 p.m. again. That game on ESPN Plus. Two Lady Eagles being named to All Sun Belt. Congratulations to Hannah Borden, first-team All-Sun Belt. Listen to this: these stats for her last year. 61 hits, which is a career high, 18 home runs. That's first in the Sun Belt. That is a program single season and, of course, all-time career home runs. A 47 RBIs, third in the Sun Belt, 381 batting average. Hannah Borden, first-team. And then Jana Lee gets second-team All-Sun Belt. She had 39 hits in 40 games. So, Lady Eagles today, 4 o'clock, taking on James Madison. Dalton McIntyre named as a finalist for the Bouffaris trophy that will, of course, named after long time. Former Camp Shelby baseball player, Bouffaris. The award will be coming up on Monday, May 20th. Dalton McIntyre joins Brett Sanchez of Belhaven, Dakota Jordan of Mississippi State, Ethan Legge of Ole Miss, and R.J. Stinson of William Carey as the others. Sun Belt baseball tonight, Ohio at Marshall, Georgia Southern at Jacksonville, and ULM hosting Stephen F. Austin. Latest regional projections. On three has Southern Miss as the 3 seed in Norman, along with Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, and Columbia. Southern Miss would take on Vanderbilt in those projections. Both Baseball America and D1 today have Southern Miss going to Athens to be the 3 seed in the regional hosted by Georgia, and that they would open up with Wake Forest.
A couple of notes, a couple of postscripts on those, Luke. R.J. Stinson from William Carey right down the road, I think, certainly deserves a mention. This is a kid. And, you know, I'm not even sure the last time a kid from Carey's been nominated for the Ferris Trophy. So, good for him. But a kid that has really carried that program on his shoulders in notoriety the last couple of years. I know he played in the Valley League last summer and was one of the toughest outs of all. And William Carey, they just won the SSAC tournament. So for a guy who really means a lot to his team, R.J. Stinson, you know, I applaud the fact that they nominated him, and I think he should get a significant, you know, amount of votes. You know, good for R.J. Stinson. One other note, not Southern Miss related, but certainly sportsworthy or noteworthy in the world of sports in Mississippi, Archie the Gunslinger Cooley, who for a long time was the head football coach at Mississippi Valley, the old gunslinger with the cowboy hat and the peacock feathers that he'd wear in the
Coach Jerry Rice and Willie Totten, if I'm not mistaken.
He was a good one and understood that college football was also entertainment. But Archie Cooley passing away today at the age of 84.
That Rice guy turned out to be pretty good.
Jerry Rice?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been in all the papers.
He wasn't bad.
What papers? Where are their papers? I didn't know they were a thing anymore.
It's funny you say that, Luke, because I use that line a lot. It's been in all the papers, and the college kids now go, what are you talking about?
Papers. Isn't that sad?
Speaking of college football, Football Scoop putting this out actually a little earlier in the week. So the Group of Five schools will now unveil an all-new Top 25 poll.
Well, is this their own?
Groundwork underway for the American Conference USA, the Mid-American, which is the MAC, the Mountain West, and the Sun Belt, will have an official Group of Five Top 25 national poll with voting only open to head coaches in those leagues.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's something else to talk about. It probably that and a dollar will get you a cup of coffee, probably. But
probably.
Will that be in all the papers?
Well, like you said, there aren't many papers anymore.
And that's a sad thing. The Sunday morning newspaper was something we should have held on to.
Man, all the ads that were in there.
It was awesome. It was all you could spend all day Sunday just going through the newspaper. Yep, you're right.
Times have changed.
You know what I still get, though, in the mail? I still subscribe to the Mississippi Market Bulletin. And I will, when it comes, I will look through the classifieds. I'm not I'm not trying to buy a tractor, but I will look through the tractor classifieds. My paper.
On some of these
first person I've ever known that looks through the tractor classifieds.
Yeah, some of these dating ads. Hey, I'm looking for this, looking for that, looking for a woman that likes to fish. If interested, please send me a picture of your boat.
All right, Travis Creel, they'll be on the road tomorrow, headed up to Arkansas State. Travis is going to join us, update us on baseball. Noah Frary from the Sun Belt podcast. And also still to come this week, Dalton McIntyre, Matthew Russo. So we've still got lots of good stuff to bring in. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks to our guests, and most of all, thanks to you that listen each and every day. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top. To the sea, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the revolution. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.